Yes, I'm looking up sun. And it, you can still see those lineations in Stone Mountain, Tony. In fact, they're maybe a little bit more pronounced.
Okay, do you feel like they're the same angle?
Yeah, exactly the same angle. Down at the bottom, there aren't any. They start in one place, that is, and it's a little ridge. It's to the east of Cinco, down at the base, or what we call the base here. There's two pretty predominant craters over there. Right there, there aren't any.
Okay, why don't we cut that as we drive out?
All over the mountain. Okay, I don't think we're going that far east, but...
Okay, those extra pictures...
Hey, Tony, what is the other picture?
Right, of the cosmic ray experiment. So if you'll go over to that side, we'd like a cross sun at a F-11, 250 at 15 feet.
Okay, cross sun, F-11, 250 at 15. Okay, Houston, I just picked up this rock. It's a white rock, very white rock, but it has a black glass layer on the back of it, or what appears to be black glass. A thick... black glass, and it's about a hand-sized specimen. I can't get it in a bag, but I'll get it anyway. And it has a lot of zap craters in it, and some lining the zap craters are some whitish substance.
Okay, John, sounds good. And Charlie, we'd like an up-sun of that cosmic ray also. And the settings on that will be F5.6.
Okay, looking up, sir. Okay. And you know, that thing's not even looking at the sun, is that right? Is that what you want it to do?
That's right, we want it to look away from the sun.
Okay, that's what it is. I don't think you're going to see much in this picture, but I'll take it. It's, I guess it's just really going to show you just how it's sitting. Okay, that's done.
Okay, good show. And we'll have the UV after the flip loadout. That's it, Charlie.
I'm tangled up in a spaghetti here. Charlie, don't get too close to that. Watch out for the battery cable. I see that. It's just this forward deploy cable I was in. There. Now I'm okay. Okay, we're ready for the load-up, and I'll swap cameras with you. Put yours on your seat, John. Where'd those bags go that you had? You got them? I put them over here on my back. There you go, Charlie. Just leave it there. Where? Right. Okay, why don't you put those on my camera and I'll put these on yours, okay? I got two core tubes sitting up there, too. Don't let me forget those. Where, up on the thing? Yep, on the into carry. If you want them in this SCB, they go back in here. What are we going to do with this SCB right
here? That one goes under my... That one is going on my back. That's the one I emptied yesterday.
Okay, fine. And,
I get that.
The other one... You're going to be chock full of core tubes today, babe. I'll tell you. This is core tube taking day. And a super SE... Whatever. Okay, I'm ready for load up, I guess.
Okay, hold still.
Excuse me.
That ain't good for what I'm doing.
Ah, the old lunar surface. We really kicked this stuff up, Tony, right around the lunar module where we walked at where you don't have the footprints and the tracks. It's very smooth, very white albedo.
Could you bend over?
Yeah, very white albedo. Where we've kicked it up, it's about two shades grayer. It's a dark, lot darker albedo. And you know why I think that is, Tony? You
look down, son, and it's not that way. You look up, son, and it is. I think it's the shadows that the sun cast on the particles that have been disturbed. It causes it to give a darker albedo.
Good observation.
Hey, Charlie, that's okay. Your turn. And you'll be able to carry this thing for the court tubes in it. Guess what?
Wait a minute.
I couldn't get it off a minute ago, man. I couldn't get it on a minute ago. There we go.
I'll just lay those things on and take it dirty.
There's a lot of trouble with the UV camera with the asthma scale. It's easier to pick the camera up and re-level it by pushing it into the dirt than it is to change the asthma settings. Every time you change an asthma setting, you have to re-level it.
Hey, copy that?
Hold still, John. This thing keeps coming off.
In fact, the asthma setting seems to be getting tighter and tighter. I don't understand that, but that's what it seems to be doing.
this must be the volcanic gases, because it's looking right at Stone Mountain. Is that what you want?
I'll find out, John. That 276 and 14 are his target.
Okay, fine. That's Zep, and she's working. There's the big eye looking right at me. Boy, you can't get away with a thing around here.
Yeah, you're darn right.
Okay, John. Bim, I'm ready to go. Okay, how do you want? I get it now. Okay, read. Okay, we're going to mode switch to one on LCRU, Houston.
Okay.
And the TV is going to CZW. Happy.